here's this new song, right? It's Metro Boomin and it's Future. There's a song called Like That featuring Kendrick. I'm a Kendrick fan. I like Kendrick. So Kendrick's doing that, you know, that face me, brother. Kids like, you know, punching in different bars with different, you know how that shit goes. You know, punching in different bars to try different fucking flows. You know what that is. So he comes in, Kendrick comes in and just talking this shit. This is a recent verse because he was like, I ain't Andre 3000, but I be walking around with that stick. Okay, this is recent. And he just, you know, going nutty, going crazy. This is the Kendrick that people want to hear on Mr. Morale, basically. You know what I feel like? Yay, finally Kendrick is doing something. The competition is scary. Ooh. Because guess what? That's the only competition. It's Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick. Even though Big Sean is never in that conversation, you just want to give a fuck about these conversations, dog. Who cares? The Big Three. Like, people already knew from the gate who the Big Three was. Kendrick, Cole, and Drake. Kendrick, Cole, and Drake. No, Kendrick, Cole, Drake. Yeah, Kendrick, Cole, and Drake. Kendrick, Cole, and Drake. And it's so funny because when J. Cole mentions that in a song, he ain't even that good. Whatever. And half of these niggas are just little Pump fans because of that 1985 shit. Because remember, on KOD, they said that that song was would have never... They were fans. They swept in there. I'm a J. Cole fan. But that 1985 song is cringe. Anytime when an artist has a song where they slightly criticize the new generation, it's always cringe. Remember that. Niggas always, like I told you, this generation is soft. There's no competition. And how you X out competition, have everyone sound the same. There is no competition. All you niggas care about is numbers that are faked, by the way. But that's the Kendrick people want to hear. That's the Kendrick that people want. It's, yeah, man, we want that Kendrick back. Yeah, bro, he dissing J. Cole. Because fans love to assume shit. But let them have it. He's in J. Cole and Drake. Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about, Kendrick. That's the Kendrick that we wanted to hear. Not that dumbass Mr. Morale shit. Even though that was a personal fucking album. But it just proves how ignorant fans are. They don't want you to be personal. They don't just talk their shit, nigga. But hey, if you're an underground rapper, don't you do that. You ain't even top five. Don't you do that. Only time you supposed, don't you do that. Only do that when you start accomplishing shit. Only do that when you drop an album, that shit goes platinum, double, triple platinum. Only do that when you are at a high mainstream status. When you're underground, don't you compare yourself to no goats, no one. And if fans are comparing to them, to them rappers, don't you dare fucking lean into that shit. If someone were to sit there and tell me on one of my songs, you're a GOAT, you my top five, you my GOAT, don't you ever lean into that and say that you a GOAT on your own song. I can be like 100 people saying that, yo, Mike, you the GOAT, bro. Your music is fire. You the GOAT. Don't you, since you're a nobody, don't you ever lean into that shit. Know why you don't lean into that shit? Because, nigga, you ain't, it's to this generation, that's not what a GOAT is. A GOAT is someone that fucking has classic albums, and you gotta drop classic albums 5 times. You dig? 5 times over. You are not a GOAT until you are mainstream with big numbers. So if you're underground and you're a GOAT, and keep in mind, I ain't doing no shows. Keep in mind, I don't have any music videos out. I'm doing this by myself. And nigga calling me GOAT? Oh, no, 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 no. You better not ever get into that shit, Mike. You are not a GOAT. They are pumping you. You're not a GOAT rapper. Go, like, get them big boy numbers up. Then we talk. Tell me that's not how the fuck these motherfuckers talk. Let's keep it real. What is what the fuck is? I gotta go to sleep. I'm just saying, that's the Kendrick that people want to hear. Them brand new flows, man. Brand new flows. And it's not hard to come up with different fucking flows, my nigga. It's not hard. It's that sometimes fans will play this little weird ass game where if you're a nobody rapper and you got a different fucking flow, because it's always a different flow every time I hop on a beat. It ain't like I rap the same. But to these niggas, like, trust me, they pick and choose. What is the first thing? What is people gonna know me for? Picking very good beats that fit my sound. They don't care about the lyrics. You pick good beats. Now, some people care about the lyrics. Some people care about the flows. Some people don't. Some people care a good beat, like, openly. They don't care. Do you got fans that literally put a song on their playlist? They got fans who literally put a song on their playlist just because of the beat. Not you rapping on it. But that is the Kendrick that people want to hear. It's just like Eminem. Eminem is going to be doing albums. He's in album mode with Dr. Dre, with Rustafive9. So hopefully it'll be a return to form, which proves my point. Stop telling artists to switch their fucking style up. So we won't have to be worrying about, I wish he came back. I wish there was a return to form. I wish it was a return to form. No, what you do is when artists give you a similar sound, you get bored. Excuse me. I don't care. You get bored. And what happens is you go and you tell the artist, hey, man, you just switch it up. Switch it up. Switch it up. And you don't like it purposely because you want to miss the flow. You don't want this artist to constantly keep hitting and hitting and hitting. Now, keep in mind, there's an exception. Look at Bo Lee James. You can say he's very consistent. He makes the same sound over and over and over. But guess what? And people notice that. Yeah, it gets boring. But hey, don't fuck up the consistency. Don't fuck up the wins. Yes, this dude sounds the same on every single song because fans are retarded. They don't understand that someone's voice, that's their voice. Even if I rap like this or rap like this, I don't change. My voice is still my voice. Now, Bo Lee James didn't fucking do that. Check this shit out. Remember Snot's last album when he was being very uppity? Mind you, fans didn't like that at all because that's not what you first heard from Snot. You heard a dude that was chill and monotone. Once he got more aggressive in his style, no, we want the old Snot. Then stop telling artists to fucking switch up their style. The only reason why a rapper switched their style up because of two things. Either they're bored of it and want to try something different, or the fans are bored with it and he has to try something different. Much like how you do with the baby, which is fucking weird because that's the same. No one sounds like the baby. So why would you want him to switch his fucking sound up knowing that no one sounds like the baby? Why would you tell him to switch his fucking flow up? No one sounds like the baby. It's because he be rapping off beat. But y'all let particular artists rap off beat. It's like how y'all do this little thing where y'all get mad when rappers bite flows or steal bars and shit. Everyone does that. And it's like when Drake does it, it's like, oh my God, he's just biting people's verses and flows and shit. But when someone else is paying homage, don't tell me it's not fucking, I mean, when it's Drake, it's stealing. But when it's someone else is paying homage, right? But like I told you, bro, I remember I was listening to America's Most Wanted. Snoop Dogg bit Funkmaster Flex flow. You can't tell me, cuz, blood, gang banging, everybody in this thing doing don't swinging. You gotta get paper in this world. You gotta get your first spell before your eyes roll. You're doing your job every day till you work so hard till your hair turn gray. Let me tell you about life and about the way it is. That's Funkmaster Flex. Snoop Dogg took Grandmaster Cash Flow. He took a Furious 5 flow and put it on the 90s beat. Everyone does that. So I don't know why in this era y'all get upset. Hell, you fucking openly, even if an artist is not doing it, you're going to assume they bit someone's flow anyway. So what's the fucking point? But it's what the fuck it is. I'm just saying. When I heard that verse, I'm like, okay. Watch people respond to that. Like, that's the Kendrick that we want. That's the Kendrick. Yes. Yes. Please. That same energy on your next album. Please. No more of that fucking guy. And trust me, fans are so weird. They openly say this. It's so, they openly showing their ignorance. Some people, they hide that shit. They openly show their ignorance. I don't want to hear therapy music. I want to hear you talk your shit.
Go back to the old Kendrick. He's at that point where fans are doing that now. We want the old, I'm coming after every rapper in the game, Kendrick. I don't want to hear that morale shit. Tell me if I'm fucking lying. It's stupid. Because the rap game man is too soft now, bro. Shut up. And he be wondering why rappers don't fucking want to talk about their lives and shit. But like I told you, man, that's how they gonna think. I think it's ignorant because the fact that this man literally put up a whole album telling you his life and what he's going through. Like, bro, he's been doing that. Y'all act brand new when Mr. Morale comes out. Y'all want him to have that same energy on an album. Bet money. And if he doesn't, which you know he's not. Oh, man, come on, man. Come on, you supposed to be the GOAT, bro. That's what I'm going to fuck about that GOAT top tier shit. Because when you start calling yourself that or believing that shit, and guess what? It's a lot of shit that goes with that. So you better have a platinum album. You better be in the conversations. You better be very respected in that fucking hip-hop community from the old and the fucking goddamn new. It better be a lot of accolades backing up your GOAT claim. You can't just come out the gate and say, I'm the GOAT, and you not known like that. And I don't care with a bunch of fucking nobody and you're the fucking GOAT. Don't you dare accept that. Because you're not a GOAT. I can't accept that. I'm just consistently good at what I do. And this is what people tell me. But whatever is good is up to you. But that's the Kendrick Lamar that people want to hear. So they're happy because they think, hey, that means coming up with another album. I hope it's better than that Mr. Morale shit. Come on, man. One bet, come on, bro, really? Alright, okay. Like I told you, fans are weird. They're weird. They don't want you to trust me. They'll make fun of Drake for not evolving, but then we'll sit there and make fun of rappers like Earl for evolving and want them to go back to their old flows. You dig? Record, like, keep on making music enough. Watch niggas say, I want your old. Test me. If you switch up your flow enough to the point where it's like, to the point where it's too different, bro, I want the old Mike Sense back. What's the old Mike Sense? Because if you're talking about 2018, 2019 Mike Sense, no. What's the old Mike Sense? Monotone Mike Sense? No, I mean, except for saying you want the old artists, just be glad they still making music and just be happy that they still doing their thing. You want the old shit, body old. I believe in Jay-Z said that, and yet people stupidly debate that. Nothing to debate about. Don't like my new shit, listen to my old shit. But see, the thing about it is, motherfuckers are so used to artists like me. I'm consistently dropping. Oh, your beats are so amazing. But that's the thing. Let me work too. Trust me. Let me keep doing this enough. They want you to miss. Bro, just miss one game. Hop on a make hyper pop. Make one hyper pop track that we're going to act like we like. Knowing that it's trash. Make some other shit. Make us miss this style, this flow. This flow is going to be your classic. Like, they're setting it up. It's like wrestling. They snuck up your arc, which is stupid and it's corny in itself. But I'm done, man. It's a different time when rappers who make real music with a substance that y'all claim that y'all like, y'all call it corny and trash and boring. You know it's a whole different time when meme rappers, you know Miles, can do shows. You got motherfuckers over here singing this nigga shit word for word for word. And what they shit? Well, we're just tired of, we just want to have fun and make fun. Okay, fine, my nigga, that's you. But y'all be too serious. But it's funny, but when the lyrical rappers have fun and make fun music and dumb it down, what the fuck do we get? Man, don't do that, bro. Come on, bro. You better than that, man. I put you on a very high-tier pedestal, brother. Dare we have fun.
There we have on a trap beat and rap Lil Modern. Ain't that what the fuck you niggas wants to fucking do? And then when you do it, old heads listen to a fucking rapper. If that Kendrick verse that's on Metro Boomin's song is the first time you heard of Kendrick and you're an old head who never heard Good Kid, Mad City, because most of these fools are just fucking backpackers. Wait, anything that's mainstream, even if it's real hip-hop, the fact that you're mainstream, fuck you. We don't like you. That's some fake fan shit, which means if you're an underground, let's be real with it. Look at how these niggas, look at the most cringiest shit that you see. And I've been seeing this shit since 2018. Anytime a rapper's music is on TikTok, TikTok murdered it. TikTok killed it. Well, TikTok is going to be banned soon, so you ain't got to worry about TikTok ruining a song. If anything, it's giving the song more attention. So let me get this straight. You hate when your favorite rapper, and mind you, this gatekeeping shit is stupid and corny. You're gatekeeping like what they do with G-Eazy. And I'm a G-Eazy fan. I don't care. I like G-Eazy. But the fact that you got people gatekeeping a rapper that's already famous, you're stupid. Gatekeeping is dumb. And you got fans, you got rappers who are so dumb, they promote their music like that. I want to be the rapper that you gatekeep. I said, it's an old podcast. Are you sure you want to do that? Because that means that your ass better not go mainstream. Because once you go mainstream and your fans gatekeep your shit and keep new fans out from listening to you, which in turn means that you ain't going to get a lot of fucking streams, not a lot of fucking money. Don't get mad at your fans for, you know, gatekeeping your music and bitching when every time your song blows up, because guess what? You asked for that. I wouldn't want no one gatekeeping my shit. That's dumb as hell. But you know, I'm just saying, that's the era that we're living in. I just want to speak on that. I'm done.